za dodatno vodo in počasi segrevate, vode na šporhetu. In ta zadeva se segreva, segreva in žaba nima toliko občutka, kdaj je dovolj vroče, da bi se skuhala. In pa se prej skuha, predno ven skoči. Tako da ta univerza se kuha zdaj na mednarodnem ognju in noben ne opazi, da kdaj bo postala nekakovostna, kdaj ne bodo vsi dobri študenti ušli. In tudi študenti sami ne. Bomo najprej kuhani, potem se bomo šele premaknili.
Kaj pa univerza?
Oddaja o žabah, kuhanju in študentih.
Gruzijski šov. V Gruziji so se sredi aprila zopet začeli študentski protesti proti netransparentni porabi sredstev študentskih funkcionarjev, vmešavanju političnih strank v delovanje študentskega zbora in vladi, ki ni izpolnila svojih obljub o reorganizaciji študentskega organiziranja. Prisluhnimo pogovoru z Otom Kobahicem, članom gibanja Auditorium 115, ki je zaslužno za proteste. Pogovor je bil posnet 20. aprila.
So the protest started in March.
Exactly, in the beginning of March.
And what was the trigger for the protest that they started? What was this main event that was the cause?
So the thing that caused all of this protest was student union of the university spent 25,000 Jordan Laris here, which is approximately $10,000 on the trainings in one ski resort, where basically trained them students of government members, student union members, trained themselves, which was not fair selection or something like that. It was just like they spent it on themselves, so we perceived it as a corrupt spending. So no, why we were angry about this is that this is a practice that was going throughout years, and we protested this the last year as well. Despite the fact that we protested it, that happened again. Like 5 years ago, student union was persecuting, even they were beating up the students that were critically inclined towards them. So this time we all started it because of their corrupted spending of university fundings, basically.
Can you tell me a bit more how the student union works? Who are these people that are in the union? Where do they get the money from? What's the basic structure of it?
So since 2005 or 2006, I think, when Georgia joined the Bologna process asks every member country that you have student unions or you have sort of student involvements in the university governing process. So the student unions in Georgian universities were created in 2006. Actually, the idea of the student involvement is really nice, and we all support it. But the forms how this is implemented was really, really horrible. The student unions in my university, in Tbilisi State University, are chosen twice a year. And there's 120 student union members throughout the whole university, which comprises a student parliament. And they have a president and a really centralized system. So the biggest problem was that political parties, especially the ones that are in the government, were always using them to put some leverage on them, to put some influence on them. So the problem was that they were serving the government's interest, not the interests of the students themselves. So this is the biggest discontent that we had towards them already for several years. The thing is that they were attacking students and they were beating up students a couple of years ago when we were protesting about some sort of issues about the education problems and so on and so on. They were there just to keep oppression against the critical students and free students. That is why we are against that system as such, I mean, at this moment. And we want more democratic system, we want more decentralized system where there will be student clubs studying on themselves, where there will be free student initiatives and they will get some university fundings. So university student government at this moment is the only student group that is receiving the whole money which is there for students, which is approximately at this moment $180,000 per year. But a couple of years ago, it was a lot more. It was twice more. And they are spending this money quite corruptly. And we don't know how they spend this money and the way how they use this money and this all this power which they have because of this money are used against the students, against the education reform, and against the basically better development of this country.
The government made this kind of a reform for the student government now, but it's bad, or what happened now, because now you are protesting again.
I mean, the thing was that there was some general statement in the national law that there should be student self-government, but then the universities are regulating them on local level. So the principle, how the students' union were created, were kind of the same all across Georgian state universities, I mean, government-founded universities. And all the students' union in all different universities in Georgia were acting within the same principle. They were always expressing the same opinions. They were always, like, supporting each other with this, how to say that, like, fight against any critical opinions, whatever was there in universities and in the country in general. And the government involvement in this was quite huge. I mean, we even had a Ministry of Sports and Youth, which was just created only because of controlling the youngsters in the country and only providing them some resources to make a lot of concerts and trips or excursions and so on. Just so that keeps students away from social movements and so that to keep students away from any sort of civil society activities and so on and so on. So basically the principle was the same, how the government's attitude towards the student union all across Georgian universities was the same. And they were supporting them, giving them a lot of money and giving them a lot of resources so that they would implement the government's interests in Georgian universities and outside of Georgian universities as well. And 2008, I think, my university student self-government student union was even officially participating for one of the presidential candidates' campaign. So this is how it was happening throughout the years.
Can you tell me more about this movement, Auditorium 115, how it started and how it works, how many supporters are there?
The first day when we started this protest, so we started this manifestation against the student union, and then we asked the meeting with the university president. We had a problem with the university president's decision that he also signed the statement by which he gave $10,000 to the student union. And also while this meeting, we got understood that there are sort of security service officers in the university that are somehow trying to put a lot of influence on what is going on in the university and the way how it is governed and so on and so on. And one of the biggest things that happened, I mean, why this protest became a lot bigger than it was intended to be, actually, was that in 2 years after our first manifestation, there was supposed to be election of university chancellor. There was basically once upon a time, he was a member of the student union himself. He was one of the leaders of the student union, and then he directly basically became a deputy of vice chancellor, a deputy of chancellor of the university. And then now he was trying to become a chancellor of the university. The thing was that couple of years ago, in 2011, when the student union members were beating up the independent students for their free speech and for their critical opinions about the university system and education system in here. So he was basically sort of supporting them, and he was basically trying to hide this crime that student union was doing. We basically believe that if he would become a head of administration, that is a chancellor, he would give a lot more money to the student union, and there would be more persecution of freedom of speech at university. There would be more problems with the student union in the future. So then basically we also understood that one of the security service officers at the university is basically his friend and his former course mate, so he was lobbying him to become a chancellor as well. So we had a protest against this guy to become a chancellor. Next day, there was a university senate meeting, which is a representative council, which is the highest, biggest decision-making body in the university, and they were about to appoint him as a chancellor. So we asked the senate so that to let us attend this meeting where this guy was about to be elected. Well, they did not give us this chance. So the students made a little rally inside the university. Then university security service, they called the national police. So the police came, and then some clashes happened, and then the Senate meeting was canceled. So this guy wasn't appointed. The Senate meeting was about to be held in like several days, and then we made a permanent protest from March 9, I think, to this guy to withdraw his candidacy and not to become a chancellor anymore. with this, we got what we wanted. We achieved what we wanted, so he withdrew his candidacy. But the thing was, in the day when he canceled his candidacy for this position, the student union that was backing his position, his candidacy, made a counter demonstration on the same time in the same place. So it was like several hundred students on the opposite sides. But the thing was that the student unions got support from different student unions from different universities. So basically there were some strange people, and they had a sort of far-right groups as well in the university, and they were kind of trying to attack us as well. In that day, what happened that when the chancellor candidate withdrew his candidacy, the student union now started to ask for resignation of the university president as well. And they even rushed into the university president's president's office in his room. And what happened basically was that even the police and even the security services and so on were supporting the student union. Basically, our movement, Auditorium 115, is free from any party influence, and it's a totally independent student movement with a lot of different groups and different individuals. And this is what basically pretty much most of the political elite in this country is afraid of, because they've never seen something like that before. They've never seen a genuine independent student protest before, and they are afraid because the existing status quo is... Everybody basically is happy with this, except the Auditorium 115 and some of the supported group. Many people in this country still do not realize how important it is to have fundamental changes in education reform. And in those days, actually, when we had some clashes with the student union, there was some ministry involvement. So Ministry of Education representatives got to university, and they promised that they would implement some reforms, that they would abolish the current system of student union all across Georgia, not only in our university. And they offered us that we make some working group. So the thing was that after MUS, they gave us a document, which was basically a document of like 35 pages, but with no single change on what system do we have now. They promised us that in case we cancel our protests, in case we stop occupying university building, they would start implementing these changes. But after a month, basically, we saw no change. So we resumed our protest in a month. So this is why the protest was renewed this weekend, that we were fooled and that we were let down by the Ministry of Education. So we rallied against the government on the last Saturday. So you also asked me the question about, I think, on how many people are we there. I think we are around 500 or 600 critical students in Auditorium 115 that are fighting for education reform.
Do you have anything else to add that I didn't ask, or you think it's important that I mention?
In March, when we canceled our protests, it was really, really hard days at the university, because for 2 or 3 days, just because there were clashes between two student groups, and because actually we were attacked quite many times by student unions. So the police basically blockaded the main administrative building of the university. So the teaching process and studying process in general was shutted down for like 3 days. So when we had meetings with the university in March, we got promises. And so we left the university occupation because we took it into account that a lot of students are eager to study, and it's not okay if there is a sort of police regime on the university and they are occupying this building. So we started more like, we got to this work regime with the Minister of Education. But when we left the university, we said that if in 1 month we don't see any changes going on, we are going to resume our protest. So when we did not see this, like in April 16, exactly in a month, We started our protest again, and we occupied the university 6 building, which is the administrative building on social and political sciences. And our protest basically now is asking much broader, much bigger reforms and much bigger demands to the government than we had before in March. Our protest is basically now moved into much bigger social, in a sort of social student movement, which is asking the entire education reform and reform with an entire education system, much broader reforms, much complex reforms for more funding for education, more funding for research, more democratic system, how to elect the chancellor and how to elect the university president, how to internationalize the Georgian education system to make it more up-to-date, and so on and so on. So while we occupied the university sixth building this weekend with these requests and demands, we said that we won't stop occupying this building unless the prime minister of the country meets with us. So we even rallied to the government's house, and we partially blocked Capitol streets while our march, because we were quite of many people. And the next day, actually, which is on Sunday, the prime minister visited us, and it was a meeting for like 1 hour and a half, and he showed his readiness that he realizes all these problems, and he supports the abolishing student union as such, and that he's into education reform, he's into funding, increasing funding for the university, and he even expressed his readiness that there will be some article, even in the Constitution or even in the law on national higher education, that there will be sort of some percentage of GDP which will be spent on research and education and so on and so on. So now we canceled our protest because we showed our trust, our team, sort of, and now we are going to make a working group with like 7 or 8 students plus prime minister. We are going to introduce to him like what demands we have, what principles we think that should be implemented to have radical changes in education system and so on. So we started forming our student group, which will be working with Prime Minister, and we are expecting the first meeting in the upcoming days with the Prime Minister to start working on this and these problems what we face in the education system.
And I also read about something that the students that are member of Auditorium 115 are kind of like surveillanced by police, and that they are visiting their families and houses. Is that true? Did someone
this is an issue which gives us a really high concern. Now, this is what we're also saying while our protest, that our country did not really went far forward. Like, when it comes to achieving something in regards with human rights and in regards with respecting freedom of speech and so on after Soviet Union, what we see is that governments are still acting as the Soviet Union authorities were acting in this country, and they are illegally doing surveillance on the students, and they are threatening the families of these protesting students. And we had actually, I think, 4 cases when security service officers of the country, like intelligence service officers, were visiting the families, and they were putting some psychological pressure on the family members that if we do not cancel the protest, that they will be fired from their jobs, or they would have a concern in the future, they will have a problem in the future because their daughter, their son is like protesting in university and so on. This is a really sort of ugly system which we still do have, and we believe that we still sort of live in a police oriented country. Like, there is a police regime all across the country, and when there is an independent movement or when there is sort of protest, when we show discontent towards what we have now with existing system, we get a lot of pressure from government authorities, from proxy groups, and so on and so on. And this time, they are sort of getting to our families and trying to make them sure that we'll have problems in case we don't get this protest. But like, nobody out of our student group is afraid of that, and we are gonna keep fighting. I mean, also to spread the word about this psychological pressure, about this legal surveillances, and so on and so on. To international community of Georgia, to the different diplomats, international organizations, to the civil society groups of the country, and so on and so on.
Z Otom Kobakhidzem se je pogovorila Ana.
Žabo date v vodo in počasi segrevate. Ode na šporhetu. In ta zadeva se segreva in žaba nima toliko občutka, kdaj je dovolj vroče, da bi se skuhala. In pa se prej skuha, predno ven skoči. Tako da ta univerza se kuha zdaj na mednarodnem ognju in noben ne opazi, da kdaj bo postala nekakovostna, kdaj ne bodo vsi dobri študenti ušli. In tudi študenti sami ne. Bomo najprej kuhani, potem se bomo šele primaknili.
Kaj pa univerza?
Oddaja o žabah, kuhanju in študentih.